moves here a second. Okay, so we're on Pei Vav tonight. I'll begin on Pei Hei Amud Beis 85b. I'll begin three lines from the bottom, okay? So, or four lines from the bottom. So the Mishnah said, Shuvah mechaperet al averot kalot, that Shuvah, repentance, brings atonement for averot kalot, for the minor transgressions, al esev yalo taseh, for being mevatel a mitzvah esev, like let's say you don't put on tefillin, you don't wave lulav, yalo taseh, and for violating a negative commandment. So the Gemara says, Hashalo tasa mechaper, lesson you buy it. Why is it necessary both? If a person, if tshuva is mechaper for lo tasa is punishable by malkot, certainly it's mechaper for an essay. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda hachi kamar. So Rabbi Yehuda says, this is what the Mishnah means. Al essay via lo tasa shni tekla essay. It means that tshuva by itself is mechaper for being mevatel an essay and for a low tasa shni tekla essay. Like let's say a person leftover meat from a korban until morning, and he didn't burn it, so that that's a lav hanitak lesa. He violated a lav that's removable by an essay, so that's viewed as like a less stringent lav. So the Gemara says, lo tase gamur lo, I mean, if it's an absolute tase, it doesn't bring kapara, tshuva by itself doesn't bring kapara for a regular lav, meaning with malkot, or I mean, we pose a contradiction from this, from the following brisa. The Brisa is talking about our Mishnah on page 85b, the bottom line. It says, Ruminu Elohim Kalo, these are the minor Averot, Ese Velo Ta'asem, Chutz Milo Tisa. Means it's that the minor Averot that Tshuva would be Mechaper for are a positive commandment and a Lo Ta'asem, a negative commandment, and then Chutz Milo Tisa, except for the transgression of Lo Tisa, not taking God's name in vain. It means not making a shvut shek or a shvut shav. So we think that lo tisa is, like we'd say in law, sui generis in a category by itself, but the Torah says, ki lo yinaka Hashem in asher yisad shmo l'shav, God will not absolve the person that takes his name in vain, but we assume that all the other kalot, you get kapara just with shuv alone. So the Gemara says, no, lo tisa v'chol d'damilei. No, it means lo tisa and everything that's similar to lo tisa, which is every other lav. That's the way the Gemara understands it. So there's a way for us to reconcile that brisa with the way we just said it. So when it says kalot is essay lo tasa, it means lo tasa shni takla essay. Tashma, the Gemara asks another question from the following brisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol shumi lo tisa ulamata tshuva mechaperet. Anything which is less stringent than lo tisa, tshuva will be mechaper for. Anything which is less severe than lo tisa, tshuva will be mechaper. Lotisa ulamala tshuva tola v'yom kippur mechaper. If it's lotisa and above, now and here it comes out that it means and lotisa would be included with that. It means more severe, so tshuva will be tola. It means if you do tshuva just held in abeyance, and then yom kippur will bring you finally kapara. So we think though that anything that's less than lotisa is tshuva's mechaper. So we and tshuva and lotisa and above tshuva's tola. So we think that the lavim of with malkot fall into the minor category, which tshuva would be mechaper for it. So the Gemara says lotisa v'chol d'damilei. Again, the Gemara says lotisa and all those that are similar to it means all the other lavim are in the category of lotisa. And in achinami was a way for us to say that you only get kapara with tshuva and yom kippur. So Tashma, now we quote another brisa. Tashma, l'pishin amar b'choreiv tshuva v'nakei. It says by Har Sinai, tshuva v'nakei. It says in Parshas Kitisa v'nakei, that Hashem kabrach matanun, this is v'nakei, and he absolves of sin. Yecholof lo tisa imahen. I might have thought that even lo tisa is included with the absolution. In other words, it's talking about you'll do tshuva, and then you'll be absolved. So I thought, I would think that even lotisa is included in that category. Tama lomar lo yinakeh. So this lo yinakeh is not in the same pasuk. It's ki lo yinakeh Hashem yidasher yisad shmo l'shav, that Hashem will not absolve the person that takes his name in vain. Echolav sharak ha'ivin lavin kain. I might think that other lavim are also in that category, that tshuva itself doesn't absolve them of it. Tama lomar et shemo. That God won't absolve the person that carries his name in vain. Et Shemo, Shmohu de Einu Menakeh. So the averot that relate to, taking his name in vain, he won't absolve you of a Menakeh Shar Chayvi Lavin, but he will absolve you of other Chayvi Lavin. So this last brisa looks like that tshuva indeed, it sounds like from this last brisa, tshuva alone can be mechaper you from a blav that has small coat. So the Gemara says, and that obviously is a contradiction to what Rabbi Yehuda said before, the tshuva is only mechaper by itself with a lavani takla essay. So the Gemara says Tanayi, it's really a machloket Tanayim, and Rabbi Yehuda is going to go like the following Tanam. The Tanayi, we learn in the brisa, amat tshuva mechaperet, what is tshuva bringing kapara for atonement, and we're 10 lines down on Pekov ben Aleph, al essay via lotas eshni takla essay. So here the brisa says mefurish, what does tshuva by itself bring you atonement for mevi mevatel an essay, and for a lava nitakla essay, it's straightforward. What does tshuva hold in abeyance, and then you have to wait till Yom Kippur to get the kapara? Al kritot v'al mitot beitin, if it's something that's chayve kritot or a mita beitin, v'al lo tase gemur, or a lo tase gemur, which be a lav that has malkot in it. So that brisa is on all fours with Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda will be like that brisa, but in Achinami, it's a machloket tanaim. Let me just do five more lines and then I'll pause, okay? So Amar, we quoted earlier the statement in the brisa, the Fishna Amar Bechorev, and then the Bachet's Tshuva Venakeh. We mention that it says Venakeh means that you'll do Tshuva and then you'll be absolved of your Avero. We mentioned that there was a line in the brisa. So Manalan, where do we know that Pasuk is talking about doing Tshuva and being absolved? The Tani, we learn in the brisa, Reblazo Meir, Yiv Shalomar Nakeh, Shikvarnamar Lo Yanakeh. We can't say he's absolved because it says Lo Yanakeh. This is talking about in the same Pasuk. It says, Venakeh Lo Yanakeh. In other words, it says Venakeh Lo Yanakeh. Yiv Shalomar Lo Yanakeh, Shikvarnamar Nakeh. Haketzad, Menakeh Hu Lashavin, means that Shem absolves those who do tshuva. He doesn't absolve those who don't do tshuva. Okay, let's just pause for a second. Let's digest. So the basic idea came out is the way Rabbi Yehuda is saying, there's different stages, and we'll see more as the Gemara goes on. But tshuva by itself, the way Rabbi Yehuda learns, and the way the last Tana of the Brisa we did, the second Brisa that was around 10 lines down, is tshuva be mechaper you for being mevatel an essay. If you didn't do an essay, tshuva be mechaper you. And a lo tase sheni takla essay, which is like a lesser form of lav. If you did something more chamor, and we'll see more details later on in the Gemara, so then you need tshuva and yom kippurim to bring you kapara. That's basically what we're saying so far. Okay, who's the questions come to us anything with so far?
Well, that
Gemara has it as a machloket. I don't know what to say. One second. We'll see. From the way the Rambam paskins, it looks like he paskins that. Right, so the way the Rambam seems to paskin is like the way that we had with Rabbi Yehuda, that tshuva alone won't do it, you need Yom Kippur as well. Okay, what's up, Fern?
When you have a lav sheni takla essay, they're saying it's less severe because it's correctable.
Right,
I think the guy should be more punishable because he had two opportunities that he blew as opposed to only one.
Yeah, I don't know what to say, but in other words, the fact that the Torah says if you did it, there's a way to fix it up, that means that it's not such a horrible lav as the lav where there's no way to fix it up. You know what I mean?
When you fixed it up, you're back at neutral?
Well, Lechora, it's a good question you're asking. The person, Lechora still has, I think, if he does, in other words, let's say he stole and now he returned that which was stolen. So I think he still has an Avera to do tshuva for. He still has somewhat of an Avera. But if it's lav ani takla essay, it's not as chamor as the other lavim. That's what I would think. Okay. All right. Are we good? Okay, let's see. It is, but the question is, it's not tshuva. In other words, he's returning it. That's the first thing he has to do in order to do tshuva. Tshuva is, you ask Hashem for forgiveness and you would get your Avera. And then hopefully Hashem brings you kapara with it. Okay? All right, let's see further in the Gemara. Now, all right, so we're around 20 lines down on Pei Vav Amud Aleph. Okay, Sha'al Reb Nachman ben Charash, Reb Elazar ben Azari Baromi. Reb Nachman ben Charash asked Reb Elazar ben Azari in Romi, and it's interesting that you see how the Tanaim get around, that they made it to Rome, like Reb Elazar ben Azariah, where, remember, he's the one that had the Pesach. We mentioned him, that they were, I think, in Lod, you know, celebrating Pesach, but he made it to Rome. So he says, Shamata Arbachi Luki Parsha Rishmo Doresh. He said, did you hear about the four distinctions in Kapara that Rabbi Shmuel darshened out? So Amar Soshai, he said, not four, it's three. You need shuv with each one. And he's going to break up the different types of Aveirot. And the first is Avarl Esei Bishav, and Uzazmi Chama Shemoch Lelo, Shinemar Shuvu Banim Shovavim. It says, if a person transgressed an Esei, means he's Mavatel an Esei, so then, and he does shuva. So he gets mechila right away. It says shuvu banim shovavim. In other words, return wayward sons. But the thing is, it sounds like once you do tshuva, you're in good shape. That's the way it sounds like. Avar lo taseh v'asa tshuva. If he transgressed the lo taseh, this is what Oded was asking before. It sounds like, and this is the way the Rambam paskins, if he transgressed the lo taseh, it would mean lo taseh that even has malkot in it. And he did tshuva, tshuva tole. Tshuva keeps the punishment in abeyance, and they're not going to punish you in a Shemayim if he's a tshuva. But you still require Yom Kippur to bring you ultimate atonement. The pasuk says, on this day Yom Kippur will bring you kapara, meaning there are some aveirot that require Yom Kippur, and this is it. Okay, and then, you know, I should have added in the previous pasuk, I left out something. It says shuvu banim shovavim, and the Gemara always quotes the beginning of the pasuk, and you need like later on in the pasuk, and then it says erpa, I think meshuvotam, I'll cure you of your waywardness. So it means that like you get cured. The first category you get cured right away. Here you need Yom Kippur. Then continuing on, four lines above where it gets wide, avar al krito to mitot beitin, that the person transgressed a lav that has a chiv karet in it, which is more very chamur. Or mitot beitin, something that's a chiv mita, ba'asa tshuva, and he did tshuva. Tshuva v'yom kippurim tolim. So here, it's more chamor. So if he did tshuva, and he have Yom Kippur, that'll hold the punishment in abeyance. He's surim imarkin, but he still needs to have like different punishments in life. Shinemar, and he quotes a third pasuk, ufakati b'shevet pisham, ubenagim abonam. I will visit them like b'shevet, like with a rod, their transgression. And with Negayim, like with pestilence, meaning you have to go through different difficulties in life. Aval, so those are three categories we had so far. Now, Aval, Mishesh, and each one you need tshuva with. Each one you need tshuva. One, the first is tshuva alone, then tshuva and Yom Kippur, and then tshuva Yom Kippur and Yisurim. Now, the last hour line, Aval Mishesh Chilul Hashem Biado, the person committed an Aveira that has Chilul Hashem, means desecrates God's name. We'll discuss shortly in the Gemara what Chil Hashem is, but it means like you're doing something in a public way that brings, you know, the Torah into disrepute. Now the Bach has ein koach bo b'tshuva l'tlod. There's no koach with tshuva to be tola, b'lo b'yom ha'kippur l'chaper, b'lo b'yisrum l'marei, el kulan tolin. In other words, you need all three. In other words, just to be tola, so you need tshuva and Yom Kippur and Yisurim, all those three, but the Avera is so severe that's just going to hold off for the punishment. Umita Mimareket. And then finally, a person's death, that'll cleanse it out. Shinemar, the Niglaba Oznai Hashem Tzvakot, the Navi here, Yeshaya, is saying that Hashem revealed to me, Im Yechupar HaBon HaZalachem Atim Mutun. And it's talking about the Avera of Chilul Hashem. Again, I think the Pasuk earlier says about, you know, Chilul Hashem, that in other words, ad timuton. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything I did so far? Well, you're not done. You're not done until you're done. You know what I'm saying? Right, right. That's it. That's right. Well, no, then you can get kapara. Then you can get it.
There's no way. There's no reason to go for Yom Kippur.
No. You need you need all those things. In other words, you need tshuva. You need Yom Kippur. You need Isurim. And then you need to die, and then you get full kapara. But with the first three, it holds off the punishment. Okay, now, the Gemara says on the third line.
What if you go through your life without the, after the tshuva and the Yom Kippur, and you don't have Yisurim, you didn't have an opportunity for Yisurim, and you get to Yom HaMita, then where do you stand?
Yeah, I think it means that in Shemayim, they'll arrange for you to have Yisurim. We leave that up to the Ribbono Shel Olam.
You may not know it.
That's what we put it. But whatever is lacking will be taken care of after death.
Oh. Who doesn't have Yisurim? I guess is in heaven.
My regular day to day is not Yisurim.
What's up? What do you need? I know the rabbi. He'll be here at Mincha. Okay, I'm giving a shiur right now, though. Okay. Over here, there's a door over there, right over there. Okay. Okay. So let's take a look. All right, let's go further than the Gemara. Now, okay, let's go further. Okay, we're on the third wide line on Pevav Amin Aleph, 86a. Heki Dami Chilul Hashem. So what exactly is Chilul Hashem? That's the real poison, Chilul Hashem. It says, Amar Rav, Gonana, Yishakil Bisram Yitabach, Avol Yibdin Dami Aleph. He says, Rav, if I, and he was a Gadol Ador, if I would purchase meat and not pay for it right away, so then that would be a Chilul Hashem. In other words, because people like would think that that, you know, like I'm taking things and not paying for it, and learn from that. He says, Amar Abaye lo shanu lo ba'atra lo tavi. So Abaye said that's only if in a certain locality the people who sell the meat don't come to you later on to demand payment. Amar ba'atra lo tavi late on ba'. If like the custom in that locality is people will come around and demand payment, so you don't have to worry about taking meat. That's the way everybody does it. Amar Ravina, Ravina says, Umata machasya atra de tabihu. Ravina says that Mata Machasya, which is where Ravina lived, that's a locality that they would demand payment. So in that locality, the person could take the meat and wait for the demand for payment to come. If he doesn't answer the door, he's not there now, but he most likely will be here at Mincha. Okay, Mincha is going to be at 8:15, okay? Okay, so the Gemara says...
And you're not covering your nose when you're here. Please let us enter. Sit down here and get the shoe open.
All right, let's take a look. So the Gemara says, now the Gemara says, okay, we're on the fifth very wide line. Abaye, Kiddushakil Bistrami, Trey Shutbe, Abaye, when he would take meat from two partners, and those two partners had a meat store or whatever. Yaiv Zuzal Hai, Vizuzal Hai, he'd give a Zuz to each one of the partners, Vahadam and Karib, Lugabi Adade, and then bring both partners together, Vavid Hushman, make an accounting with them to get the meat. In other words, he was afraid that one partner might see him take the meat and not realize he'd pay the other partner, or the vice versa. So he gave like some payment to each partner, got them together, and then he took the meat. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Yonana, the Maskina Arba Amot, below Torah, below Tfilin. Rabbi Yochanan said, if I would go more than or if I would go for Amot without Torah and without Tefillin, that would be a Chilul Hashem. And Rashi says, he says, if you look at the Rashi, it's like higher than we are, going on to the Maskin B'chulei, v'inachlu yodim shenachlashti b'girsati. In other words, people won't realize that I'm exhausted from learning or whatever. He says, u'lemeidin himeni liba tell me Talmud Torah. They'll learn from me to be mvatel Talmud Torah. In other words, the idea is people will see a certain action and learn to copy that action, and it'll be a mess. So Yitzchak to be back in the Gemara. Yitzchak to be Rabbi Yana Yamar Koshchad Rabbi Bashin Machmat Shmueto. So Yitzchak to be Rabbi Yana. Yitzchak from the basement. Rabbi Yana said, anyone that his friends hear about it and they're like embarrassed to hear about it, that's Chilul Hashem. Like he says, and then in parentheses we have Hanu Chilul Hashem, or some take those words out and they're going to say Hey Chidami. Like we're going to hear examples of that in a minute. But if so, the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Yon Deka Amar Inshi Shorli Mari Laplanya." Like if people say, like the Ribbono Shel Olam, you know, should forgive X for doing this. In other words, his action was so horrendous. Like Hashem should forgive him for this avera that he did. That's a Chilul Hashem. Abaye Amar Kidatanya. Abaye says it's like illustrated in the following brisa. You should love Hashem, your God. He says, in other words, that through your actions, you're causing other people to like love Hashem. We'll see in a minute. The person should study Pesukim, study Mishnayot, and be Mishamish Tamidei Chachamim, serve Tamidei Chachamim, but it means like you get the Gemara, the learning from Tamidei Chachamim, and Bihema Somat No Benachad Ima Briot, his giving, his business with other people should be pleasant. Ma Briot Omron Allah, what do people say about this person? Ashrei Aviv Shelomdo Torah. Fortunate is his father who taught him Torah. Ashrei Rabo Shelomdo Torah.
Oh, we just did. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay, we're on Pei Vav Amud Aleph, 10 lines to the bottom, 86a, okay? So he says, Ashri Rabo Shlomdo Torah, fortunate is his Rebbe that taught him Torah. Oy lehem lebriyo shlomdo Torah. Woe to the people who didn't study Torah. In other words, I see him, he's act so erlach, so menschlich. You know, I think, gee, I should send my son to yeshiva so it'll be that way. You know, I should be that way. He says, Ploni shlomdo Torah, or shlomad Torah, Ploni, he studied Torah. Look how wonderful his ways are and his actions. Alavakub Omer, concerning him, the pasuk says, "Vayomer li avdi ato, Yisrael shebechai paar." He says that he said to me, "You're my servant, the Israel that I take glory in you." Aval mishkarev shonim mishamish tamid chamim. But a person studies pesukim, learns mishnayot, and he's mishamish tamid chamim. But his dealings with other people isn't like faithful, or whatever. He's like, you know, maybe not dishonest or something. He doesn't speak pleasantly with people. His manner of speaking is coarse and nasty. What do people say concerning him? What do Ploni, he studied Torah. It's like, I see the Torah doesn't do any good for him. What do his father taught him Torah? What do his Rebbe that taught him Torah? See, like his actions, his ways are so corrupted. Like it says early in the pasuk, it says you'll bring Kula Hashem when they'll say to you, "This is God's nation," and they were like exiled from their land. In other words, they'll see you and they'll see what happened to you. And they'll say, "Oh, this is what the Jewish people is all about." All right, Amar Reb Chama Reb Chanina Yolot Tshuva Shemivia, and here the Bach has Refua Liolam. That Tshuva is great; it brings Refua like cure to the world. Shneemar Erpa Meshuvatam Oavim Nedava. This is I'll cure their waywardness. Oavim Nedava. I'll love them like with generosity, I guess. But the king is it mentions Refua in terms of Tshuva. All right, so now let's just one second. All right, he says, Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina Rami, Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina posed the contradiction of Pesukim. Kiv Shuva Banim Shovavim, Demi Ikara Shovavim Atem. It says, one pasuk says that you should return wayward children. So it sounds like once you return, you're back in good graces. That's the way it sounds like. He says, another pasuk says, "Uchtiv erpa meshuvotechem." I will cure your waywardness, and that the Gemara takes is like a person. Maybe let's say, God forbid, he was in an accident, a car accident, and then he's healed, but he's got scars. He looks like a mess afterwards. It's not quite the way he was. So one pasuk says you'll do tshuva, you'll be back, you know, in good graces. The other says you'll be a little bit messed up. So the Gemara says, Lokasha kamiyava kamiyira. So the Gemara says no contradiction. The first pasuk is telling when a person does tshuva miyava, when a person does tshuva that from love of Hashem, that's the ideal. Then he realizes that Hashem loves me, he wants what's best for me, so I do tshuva. Yira is I'm afraid what's going to happen to me unless I do tshuva. So that's still tshuva, but it's not the ideal form of tshuva. And there is like the analogy according to the Gemara is like a person who has like these scars on him. He says, now the Gemara says, four lines from the bottom. Now we have Rabbi Yehuda Rami, and the Bach has, or Am Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Ami Rami is what the Bach has. He says, "Ktiv shuvu banim shovim er pamishuvotechem." So again, the first pasuk says, "I'll cure them of their waywardness." Uchtiv, and you have to correct, "Kinen uchi ba'alti bachem lakafi atem echami yerushalayim mishpacha." So one pasuk says, "You're my children." shovim, shuvu banim, my sons, do tshuva. Next pasuk says, in ki anochi ba'alti b'chem, kafi etchem. I'm your master, like a master-slave relationship. So the Gemara says, lokasha kan mi'ava kan mi'ira. Yeah, I didn't say right. One second. Yeah, I'm sorry. Lokasha kan mi'ava o mi'ira. The first pasuk says is you're like a ben. He's talking about if did tshuva either mi'ava or mi'ira, you're a son. He says, kan al yidei yisura, meaning if you waited so long that now you're undergoing yisura, and now you're doing tshuva, that's still nice tshuva, but the relationship is more like a master with a slave at that point in time. And the idea is, you know, everybody, you know, what is it? It's a kesef zahav kosher. It's a piece of Torah that Rav Simon had. The idea was that, like, person, you know, people give at different points in life different staka, and the ideal is to give staka when everything is good. And then sometimes people give staka, they see, like, a problem on the horizon, and some people wait, and then they're actually sick and they're giving staka. So it's a mitzvah all along, but it's obviously, you know, more inferior to give it that way. All right, let's take a look back in the Gemara. Okay, Amar Rabbi Levi, Gedola Tshuva Shemagada to Kisei HaKavod. Tshuva is great. If Tshuva goes up to Kisei HaKavod, either it means that the person, once he does Tshuva, now he's, like, you know, close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, or you could say that it expunges an Aveira that went up to Kisei HaKavod. Shenem or Tshuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Lotecha. The Pasuk, which, you know, this is the first pasuk in the Haftorah of Shabbat Shuva, is, you know, turn Israel to Hashem Elokecha, turn page, on top line of Pei Bavim Beis, Abraham Yochanan, Yidol Tshuva Shedochel Lo Taseh Shabbat Torah. Tshuva is so great that it's able to override a law, a negative commandment in the Torah. Shneemar, Lemor, Hein Yishalach Yishad Yishto, Balcham Me'ito, Vaitala Yishacher. The Nabi Yirmiyah says, if a person divorces his wife, and she, in other words, he's Reuben, and she remarries Shimon, and then he says, so, can she go back to Reuben? So the Torah says, no. If you're married to a woman, you divorce, and then she marries somebody else in between, you can't marry her. Hello, chanof techanefa aretzahi, like the land will be filled with pollution, if that's, ba'ad zanit reim rabim. So the Nabi says, you, the Jewish people, you were Mizana with many paramours. And it was Ama Kadosh Baruch Hu. You were all Mizana, let's say, with Avodah Zarah. You had all your paramours. V'shovelai no'om Hashem. But I want you to return to me, Hashem says. So we see that Tshuva overrides, like, this law of, you know, not marrying somebody else. All right, let me just pause for a minute. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far?
Is that a good comparison?
Or with the last pasuk, you mean?
Yeah. In other words...
Well, it's an imagery that we've seen for often, right? That there's like a marriage between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, and then when you follow up Avodah Zarah, you're Mizana. In other words, right? It's all over the place.
Right, but here they're talking about actual Mizana.
Yeah, but in other words, that's the comparison. In other words, like it's taken that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, Klal Yisrael.
Okay.
All right, what's up? What did you say, Oded?
You said that basically there's two private life, you know, pure the world. If you get to Kisei HaKavod, that's cure the world. So I guess we didn't do tshuva enough to cure the world from the corona.
It's I hear. All right. Now let's see further. All right. Now, okay, we're on the sixth line from the top on Pei Bavim Beis. Okay. Amar Yonatan Gdola Tshuva, and it's either Shema Karevet or Shema Viyad HaGula. Tshuva is great. It brings the Gula, brings the ultimate redemption. Shenemar uvalat yon goel shavu peshav yako. This is a pasuk that we say every morning in davening that a redeemer will come to Zion, and for those who do tshuva, matam uvalat yon goel. Why will the Mashiach tzedek come? Mishum de shavu peshav yako, because people are doing tshuva. Amarish lachish gedol tshuva. Now here's a famous piece of Gemara that you must have heard before. He says Amarish lachish gedol tshuva shesdono na sot lo kishgagot. The tshuva is so great that Aveirot that you did b'mezid become like shogeg. Shenemar shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha ki chashalta b'avanecha, because you tripped over with your aveirot. So the Gemara says ha'avon mezidu. Avon means you did something b'mezid. The kikari le'michshol Mikshol implies it's shogeg. That's what Rashi says. The top line of Rashi on the right hand column. Your avon, your intentional aveira, will be like a mikshol. So the Gemara says, "Ini, this is true." Bama Reish Lakish, but Reish Lakish himself said. So the first memoir is from Reish Lakish that says that tshuva is so great that mezid becomes like shogeg. But Reish Lakish said, "Dil tshuva shes dono nasat lo kizchuyot," that your aveirot, intentional aveirot, become like big mitzvot. He says, "Shenemar the shuvra shami rishatom biasa mishpat utstakam alehem hu yichyeh." He says that when the rasha does tshuva, it is mishpat utstaka alehem hu yichyeh. He'll be able to live off of those things. And Rashi says on the second line from the top, al kumasha sabi afal aveirot. In other words, he'll be able to live off the aveirot. In other words, the aveirot will be like merits for him. So lo kasha, the Gemara says, there's no contradiction. Kan mi'ava, the last case, it's only about when a person did tshuva mi'ava. So then this donut will be like zechuyot. Kan mi'ira, if a person does tshuva mi'ira, that's nice tshuva, but it just reduces the mezid to be like a shogeg. All right, everyone okay? Shai, you still with us here? Everybody good? All right, now, any questions? All right, let's keep moving. Amr Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amr Yonatan, Dola tshuva shemarechet shnotav, or bachas yamavu shnotav shaladam. Tshuva, like, lengthened the life of a person. Shenemar, b'shuv rashami b'shato, hu yichyeh. When he does tshuva, he'll live. Okay. Amr Yitzchak, Amr b'mam rabba, b'shed rabba marmari, borei shlo kemidah shbarchu midat basar v'adam. See that the way of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not the way of mortal man. Midat basar v'adam, machnid chaveiro, and then b'dvarim, or maybe that's not in there. Safek mepayis, heimenu safek ein mepayis. So, means, if a person... Machnid is like to aggravate him, like I insult somebody, I say some sharp words to somebody, he's insulted. So if I apologize afterwards, it's a safek whether he'll be appeased with my apology. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. He says, so he says, safek mipayis heimenu, safek mipayis heimenu. But im tomar mipayis heimenu, and then even if we say that he would be appeased, safek mipayis mizvarim, safek mipayis mizvarim. I don't know if my words will be enough. Maybe he wants more than that. Aval, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Adamo Aver Avera B'Seter, if a person with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, if a person does an Avera in the privacy of his home, B'Pais Menu B'Dvarim, words are enough to do it. It means, it's an Avera being Adam L'Makom, but I did it in the privacy of my home, words alone can bring me tshuva. Shneimar, Kichui Makam Dvarim, Yeshuvu El Hashem. Take with you words and do tshuva. In other words, the Navi says you only need words, you know, to affect the tshuva. Not only that, but if I do tshuva, Hashem accounts it as if I did something good. He says, shenemor v'kach tov. So, in other words, even though kach tov is like talking about what the person is doing, but the Gemara takes it that Hashem will take it as a tov for him. Not only that, the pasuk considers it as if he had offered bulls to, like, as korbano to Hashem. Shneimar unishama farim sfatenu, will like pay off parim with our words. Shema tamar parechova, maybe this is obligatory parim. Tamalomar er pamishubatam or avim nedava. Mentions the dava is like voluntary offerings. All right. And who's the questions, comments, to us, anything I did so far? He says, I did this aveira. I admit that I did it. I confess it before you at Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm at Charet. I have regret for doing it. And the person says he won't do it again in the future. And he asks for Mechila. Depends. So it's everybody does their own things, Sal. But that's the idea. Well, that's part of it. It's not all everything. In other words, like the Bidui, I mean, on Yom Kippur, you say, Abalanachu Chatanu, right? We've sinned. And we say, Al-Khayt, we did this, that, the other thing. Ideally speaking, you should specify the Avera that you did. Ideally speaking, you should specify the Avera you did to a Kadosh Baruch Hu.
That helps.
And then you should have Charata with it. And
Charata is one thing, I'm saying.
The Dibur, that you have to confess before Hashem that you did the Aveira, And then the Rambam says a person has to accept upon himself that he's not going to do it again in the future. All right. All right. Let's go further in the Gemara. Okay. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay. All right. Let's see further. So we're closing in on the Siyum. We see the light at the end of the tunnel. And okay, the Siyum. Okay, the Siyum is Thursday night. Okay, let's see further in the Gemara. Okay, we're on the fifth very wide line on page of the days. Tanya, Rameir Omer. So we learned the Bryce Rameir would say Gedola Tshuva. Shrifil Yachid Shasa Tshuva. Mochlin. Now what is the hay? Mochlin. Lo Ulecholam Kulam. There was one person does Tshuva. We forgive him and we forgive the whole world. Shneimar Erpa Meshuvatam Oavim Nidava. I will cure them of their waywardness. Hashem says in the plural. And I'll, you know, I love like their generosity. Hishav api mimenu. And then it switches to the singular. My anger has returned from him. Mehem lo ne'amar mimenu. So it doesn't mean not from all of them, from mimenu. Hechidami. So the Gemara is saying that one person doing tshuva can have an impact on the whole tzibur. That's what he's saying. Now, hechidami baal tshuva. What's about tshuva? Amar Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, what do we call tshuva gemura? So Amar Rav Yehuda gon Shabbat liado devar avera pam rishon roshniya v'nisal himena. Let's say he had the opportunity to do the avera. And avera in the Gemara is usually like something with like the sexual realm. In other words, he didn't, there's something wrong, and he had the opportunity again or a second time. And what does he say here on Vav? Upire shemena. And then he separated himself out from it. Then we have Nisal, he was saved from it, but Bachas Upirish Mehemena. Machvi Rabbi Huda pointed out, and so one shot is like he took his fingers, like there were one, two, or three. He says, Ba'ota Isha, the same woman, Bioto Perak, meaning he's at the same point in life as Ba'oto Machom, the same place. In other words, let's say what's true with Gemura, he had a relationship with somebody that he shouldn't have had a relationship with. And now he did tshuva, and now he's the same opportunity presents itself again with the same woman, and he's like, you know, he's still like the same age roughly. You know, it was not like he was 20 then, now he's 70. You know, was he's you know, he's like roughly the same age, and the same place. So all the same, and he restrains himself. He says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Rami. Rav Yehuda says that Rav posed a contradiction to Sukim. That happy or fortunate is the person whose aveirot are forgiven and his sins are covered over. Another pasuk says, the one who covers over his aveirot will not be successful. So is it good to cover over the aveirot to hide them or not? So lokasha, habachet mefursam. So the last pasuk is talking about chet mefursam. In other words, if everybody knows about the aveira, so then I can publicize it. Then if everybody knows about it, if it's not so well known, then I shouldn't publicize it. So Rashi says, in other words, I should admit it and be embarrassed, and that brings me to a greater level of tshuva. But I shouldn't reveal it. It's like Kavod Hashem, that like what the, in other words, like to say, you know, oh, I want everybody to know, you know, I was Michal Shabbos, I ate trefet, you know, I had a fling with a non-Jewish woman. It's like, it brings like the Kavod Hashem lower. Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Amar, Rav Nachman, Kan Baveiro Shabin Adam L'Chaveiro, Kan Baveiro Shabin Adam L'Makom. This is a different Hezber in the Psukim. He says that if the Aveiro was Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, so Rashi says that I should reveal so that people will intervene on my behalf to ask the person that I sinned against to be mochel me. He says, "Kan b'aver shevdam l'makom," but aver between me and a kadosh baruch hu that I shouldn't reveal. Tanya, Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda Omer, Adam aver avera pam rishona mochlin lo. If a person is an aver once, it gets mechila. Shnei mochlin lo. Second time again, shlishi mochlin. Third time, he gets it. Rabbi mochlin. The fourth time, then I mochel him. Shneimar komar Hashem al sosha pishay Yisrael. So the pasuk in Amos says, so Hashem says, for the three aver to apply Yisrael. But the fourth one, I'm not going to take them in. That's what it sounds like. But Omer, gaber. That all these things God will do with a man, like twice and three times. So, in other words, we assume that the first pasuk and the second pasuk are each saying Hashem is going to like take accept the tshuva three times. But if you keep repeating not, so Maiva Omer, why do we need a second pasuk? So I might have thought that the first pasuk is talking about the tzibur. Shap Shei Yisrael, they only get three shots out of it, not four. But the yachid, not this way. He says, Tashma, he kolil yifal kale, p'maim shloshim gaber. He says, the same thing as with the individual. Yikave elechim mochlin lo, shenemosh shap Shei Yisrael v'yorba lo shivenim. In other words, we might have thought, apparently it sounds like that the individual would have even more than three times. Let me just make sure. I think there's different ways of learning the sugya. One second. Let me just look. One second. Yeah, so there's different ways of learning it. So he quotes in footnote 40. It could be, this is what I would have thought, the Havam, you know, an individual, on the other hand, requires other forms of penance with the first Aveira. In other words, one way to learn is Tshuva alone, but that only helps, I would have thought only with Tzibur, but an individual even more. Or, he says, according to the Rush, that we think that the Tzibur is treated more severely than the individual. Only the community must undergo to extra forms of penance after it's sinned three times. Whereas the individual, the requirement is unchanged. In other words, he still could do Tshuva alone. But then the Gemara says that the individual is the same as the community. Okay, let's see back on the Gemara. Okay, so we're on Pavom and Bays, around 15 lines from the bottom, right after the parentheses. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far? Everybody good? Okay, we're going further. Okay, Tan Rabbanan. Averot shit vadalim yom kippurim zeh. Averot that I confessed this yom kippur, lo yivadalim yom kippurim acher. I shouldn't confess the next yom kippur. So I confessed on one yom kippur. That's it. Bim shana bahen. But if I repeated the averot again during the course of the year, tzrich lehit vadot yom kippurim acher. Then I have to confess it again. Bim lo shana bahen. If I didn't repeat it because arvid vadalihen, and then I nevertheless confessed it again, alav ktuv omer kelev shabal keo silsho nevi yivato. Just like a dog goes back on its like vomit, it was like so too the fool goes back with his foolishness. Meaning, there's no sense in being mitvader for the aveirot twice if I didn't continue on the aveirot. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, kol shenei kein hu meshuach. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says no. If he's more praiseworthy if he confesses again. Shenemar ki pshai ani eda b'chatzin negdi tamid. In other words, I know my aveirot and my aveirot is always in front of me, so I should always confess it. Elamani Mikhaim Kilb Shabal Kayov Gomer. So what do I see? The first pasuk is about the dog going back to his vomit. Kid Ravuna, the Amar Ravuna, Kevin Shavar Dam Aveira Bashanaba. And here's a famous line in the Gemara that you might want to remember. He says, once a person does an Aveira and then he repeats it, Hutralo, it becomes permissible for him. So the Gemara says, Hutralo Sakhadai is permissible. Ella Ema Nasilo Keheter. In other words, any Aveira, once you do it and repeat it, it doesn't seem like an Aveira anymore. Like you lose your sense of it being an Aveira. You think, like, in other words, like if a person's busy, he's talking during Kaddish and Chazar Sashat. So he talks with his friends. It doesn't even seem like there's anything wrong with it. It's Heter. It's permissible. Because I did it, you know, it's Heter. Whatever the Aveira is, you know, if every week I walk into shul at 10 o'clock in the morning, it's Heter, you know. And whatever, you know, if I eat foods without a bracham, it becomes Heter. Okay, what's up? Any questions?
But we, and yet, every Yom Kippur, we have the same exact list in the same order. Ashamnu, Bagadnu, and Alzei Chachatanu.
Okay, that's a standard list for the Tzibur. In other words, the Tzibur, we figure in Klal Yisrael, and some of those Aveirot are pretty terrible Aveirot, so we don't think everybody has committed every Aveirot in the list, hopefully. But in Achinami, the poskim say a person should add his own averot that he's sinned.
Wouldn't those be included in the list?
Say again, what?
It's a pretty all inclusive list. Very comprehensive.
There's more specific averot you can comment. Let's say a person he wasn't careful with muksa. Or he did this or that. Those are like general categories. Okay, what do you want to say, Odeid?
I said before, people
we'll never get out of shul.
Right. Okay. All right. Okay, let me go on. All right, let's look back on the Gemara. So, all right, so we're up to the 10 lines from the bottom. The first word in line is Vitzarif, okay? Vitzarif leprot alachet. A person has to specify the aveira that he committed. Shneamar anachatam azechata agdola v'yasud lahem elohei zahav zibri Yudim Bava. Yudim Bava says that when a person does tshuva, he has to specify the aveira that he did. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu specified the aveira when he was with Paolo for Klal Yisrael. He said, Klal Yisrael done a terrible aveira, i.e., they made this golden calf. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Ashrei Nisui Pesha, Kisui Chatoa. Akiva says, no, it's like fortunate the person who's forgiven for his aveirot, and he hides the aveirot. Elamahu Shamar Moshe Vayisud Lahem Elohei Zahav. So what does Rabbi Akiva do with the sentence that Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, that they made a golden calf? Why is it made a golden calf unless there's a mitzvah to be mefarit the chay? So kid Rabbi Yanai, like Rabbi Yanai, the Amar Rabbi Yanai, Amar Moshe Lepnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shalom, Kesef Zav Shir, Beit Lehem L'Yisrael, that Moshe said to Ribono Shalom, that the gold and silver that you gave to Klal Yisrael, Acha Amu Dai, they said we have enough already, Yoram Lehem, Shisu Lehem, Elohei Zahav, that caused them to make the golden calf. So he says, Chatam is the Chatagalov Yisulim Elohei Zahav. In other words, he's trying to lessen the punishment. That's part of his argument, that you caused them by giving them so much gold, they were able to make this golden calf. So, one second. If you look in Rashi, in the right-hand column, 5 lines from the bottom, he's Rabbiana, Elohis Kirhavon Elamato. He mentions it because he wants to diminish it. Belomara Tagaram Tablahem, Mashal Yadam Shielo Ben Na'eh. It's like a man, and this is in the Gemara Masechet Brachot. He had a son, he gives him food, and he puts like a wallet of money around his neck. He says, and he leaves his son at the Petach Zonot. So he's got the money, he's right in front of the Petach Zonot, and he's a young fellow. What do you think is going to happen? So that was Moshe Rabbeinu's argument. Now back in the Gemara, 10 lines from the bottom, Shnei Parson and Parnasim Tovim. One second. Okay. Shnei Parnasim Tovim Amdu Lehem L'Yisrael. There were two good leaders that were rose for the Jewish people, Moshe v'David, Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech. Moshe Amar Yikatev Surachani. Moshe Rabbeinu said, let my shame be written in the Torah. Shnei Amar Yan Lo Amantim Bi Lahat Bi Shani. In the Torah it says, you didn't believe in me to sanctify me, therefore you can't come to Eretz Yisrael. That's what Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu. David Amar, all ye katev surachani. David Mel said, do me a favor, don't spell my aveirot out. Shinemar Ashrena Sui Peshak Sui Chata. Portions a person who's forgiven and he hides up his aveirot. Mashal de Moshe v'David Lamad Dabar Domeh. What is the mashal of David and Moshe similar to? Now, the mashal, the way Rashi understands it, is really just relates to Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, why would Moshe Rabbeinu want everything publicized? It's says like two women that were chayav malkot, lashes in Bezdin. One was mizana, one committed adultery, and one had the aveira that it ate the pagei shvid, unripe figs, in the Shemitah year. This coming year is the Shemitah year, so the fruits in Eretz Yisrael are lachem lo afa, to be eaten. So if I eat the fruits before they ripen, so I'm like Mavatel in an essay. So it says you're getting Malkot. It means like the Bezdin is authorized to give out Malkot as they see fit. And the other one was warned and given Hasra for Malkot. She got Malkot. So the woman, so two women come for judgment of the Bezdin. One is guilty of a heavy crime, but it's getting Malkot. One is guilty of not such a heavy crime, but getting Malkot. So the woman whose crime was eating the unripe figs in the Shemitah year, she's referring to herself in the third person. I want you to publicize why I'm getting malkot. So yomru amash zuloka zuloka. So people shouldn't say she's getting malkot for the same reason as the other lady. She committed adultery. If you pakeshviit, so they brought unripe figs, the talibit savara, they hung it by her neck. And they said she's getting malchut for shvi. So it means in the same way, Moshe Rabbeinu means the way Rashi takes it, the door of Midbar was going to die in the Midbar because they obeyed the Avera of the Meraglim. Moshe Rabbeinu's Avera was, Yam Lo Want to be Lucky to My Name. Moshe Rabbeinu's Avera was with the cellar, with the rock. And when Rashi learns, he says, like, Kimuna Amorim. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to publicize why he, this is according to Rabbi Kiva, he wanted to publicize, not because you have to specify, or he wanted to publicize because he wanted people to realize that he didn't commit the Avera with the Meraglim. Then, the five lines to the bottom, the Gemara says, "Mefarsim min ha-chaneifim nechil Hashem." We publicize the people who are hypocrites as a chil Hashem. Shenemar v'shuv tzadik min tzidko, when a tzadik does tshuva, v'asal avel, and then he does an avera. So it sounds like he's doing like a superficial tshuva, and he does avera. V'natati m'shol l'fanav, I'm going to put a stumbling block in his before him, and so everybody will realize that he is really like an avarian. He says, so Rashi says, six lines from the bottom left hand column, so everybody will realize that he's an avarian. He says, now, tshuva namuchlatin ma'kevet apuranot, the tshuva of total rashayim, even that holds back puranot. The FLP, shidechtam alav gzar din shel puranot, even though there's already like a Gemar din, like they should have Purana, the Tshuva helps. Shavat Rishayim Sofat Takala, like the serenity of Rishayim ends up being like a Takala for people. He says, so Rashi says that when they're at ese, they think about doing Averot. But HaRishut Mekaberet Baaleha, Rishut means authority buries the people who possess it. In other words, like when you're given like authority, public authority, like it buries you early. And Rashi says, you see Yosef, who had a public position, he died before the other brothers. Arom nechdaslav, arom yitzei mimena. He'll enter it like naked and leave naked, means you won't take anything from it with you. With vayishtei yitzei kabir, but hopefully he'll leave without a beirut like he entered without a beirut. Rav kevanafik lemeidandina. Another Gemara gives examples. Rav, when he went out to judge a case, Amar Hachi, he would say like this, like out of his own ratzon, he's talking about himself in the third person. Out of his own ratzon, he's bringing himself like to death. In other words, he's judging cases and he's hoping he's doing the right judgment with people, but he's like holding himself out like Chasper Shalom Lakhtala, Lakhtala Nafik. He doesn't do the needs of his home, he doesn't take care of, he's busy working in the Bezdin. Varikan Lebeite Aziel. He's coming home like empty-handed, meaning he's not making a lot of money. Well, he gets a schar batala for sitting as a dayan. Halavai, that his going should be like his coming. It was just like his coming. He doesn't have a beirot. He should go back from the bezdin also without a beirot. Rava, he have a nafik ladina. Rava, when he would go out for a din, Amar Hak, he would say like this, top line of Pesayin and Aleph, it's who nafshid l'kala nafik. Out of his own free will, he's going out to death. He says, and Rashi says on the top line, we saw Onesh Chait, Shema Yishgeb Adin, Bialatzmo Marachain. In other words, he's going to have to bear the Avera if he makes a mistake in Din. Uthu Beitel Leit Huavid. He doesn't do the needs of his home. He's busy with doing the Bezdin work. For Ekan Lebeite Aziel, same thing as before. He comes home empty handed and he's only making Skar Batala. Uthavashte Biyak Yitzia. Bechi Havi Chazi Ambua Abatre, when Rava would see a large group of people trying to give him kavod, Rashi says, Amar, he would say, in Yalala Shamaim Sio, Rosho La'av, Yagiyati Gelo Lenetzach, Yobayd, Ro'av Yom Ruayo. In other words, even if his like eminence reaches to the heavens, like in the end, he's going to be dead, like dung. In other words, he wanted to like bring himself down from Chas V'Shalom, any, you know, gaiva. In other words, giving him kavod, but he wanted to bring himself down, so he quoted that pasuk. Rav Zutra, Kevim Tachpilei B'Shabbat Derigla, Rav Zutra, when he was being carried in on Shabbat Derigla, is the shear before the regal, Hava Amar, he would say, the Olam Chosen, strength is not forever, V'im Nezer L'Dor V'Dor, and the crown, V'im Nezer L'Dor V'Dor is what? V'im Nezer L'Dor V'Dor, one second, the Tachpilei.
And does the crown last from generation to generation?
Oh, it doesn't last. Oh, it doesn't last from generation to generation. Okay, so I think that's it for now. Okay, so I think I'm out of time, but it's nice seeing everybody. Let me end the recording, and then we'll take it from there. All right.